Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international scene. Now, the subject of the day is nuclear arms and the threshold of war. Owing to its powerful yield, it is theorized that the nuclear weapon will always exceed the culminating point of victory. As I understand it, this statement conveys the fact that that nuclear weapons will always go too far. Additionally, it can invite a response in kind. In some cases, such a response is a matter of foreign policy. From the advent of the Cold War, the theory of nuclear deterrence has held it that nuclear powers will not go to war. War, as an institution, is not and perhaps cannot be disbanded. From the outset of the Cold War, civil wars and interstate wars fought beneath the threshold of nuclear war have remained a matter of fact. Wars between nations with nuclear weapons have not happened yet. On the theoretical side, the global response to Russian aggression in the Ukraine might be an indication that collective security and collective defense mechanisms are not effective against the resolution of interstate wars and the prevention of atrocities like those prosecuted in Bucha, Ukraine. The echoes of genocidal atrocities genocidal atrocities ring loud in this latest episode. Now, in short, nuclear weapons have not stopped nuclear-armed states from military adventures against states without nuclear arms. War endures.